Hilda, Hilda Childress, Childress, born 12/19/49. This is a 75-year-old black woman, resides out in the country with her grandson. She's obese. She has hypertension, diabetes. She's had a history of heart failure for some time. Currently, she's in decompensation. She's found to be short of breath. Walking even three steps caused her to become very short of symptoms of angina. She has told her grandson and her family she no longer wants to go back and forth to the doctor because she's just not able to, in quotation. Period. She, allergy none, family history, mom died of heart attack, dad died of heart attack and had a stroke. Surgical history, gallbladder surgery 5 years ago. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's widowed. Medications, Neurontin 300 BID, Isradiol 20 milligram QID, Metoprolol Tartrate 25 BID, Lipitor 40 milligram once a day, Metformin 500 BID, Norvasc 10 milligram a day. COVID immunization is up to date, allergy none, review of system, increased shortness of breath, severe fatigue, edema, lower extremity, 3 plus. Muscle weakness, obesity, patient is having a hard time sleeping at night. She has to sleep in a recliner. She suffers from orthopnea and PND. Cannot rule out sleep apnea, period. On exam, her two sides 94%, on room air 92 pulse, respirations 22 at febrile, blood pressure is 160 over 90, heart, positive, small positive, still with an S3 gallop, lungs, ronchi and rals bilaterally, halfway up the chest, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity 3 plus to 4 plus edema, abdominal exam reveals ascites, most likely related to cryptogenic cirrhosis related to her CHF and right-sided heart failure. Assessment here, we have a uh, 75-year-old woman with end-stage congestive heart failure, NY, New York Heart Association, NYHA class 4. Patient is in need of diuresis. Patient does not want to go to the hospital, does not want to go back to her doctor's office. She wants to be cared for at home. I'm going to have the hospice nurses see her in the morning. Start on Lasix, 40 milligram once a day. She decompensates very quickly. Taking a few steps caused her O2 saturation to drop down in the 80s. Patient most likely has core pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, along with symptoms of unstable angina. Period. I'm going to try to get records from her previous physician as far as the last echocardiogram that was done. Period. She will benefit from O2 on a PRN basis, especially at night. New paragraph would recommend nitroglycerin, PRN for chest pain. New paragraph, I don't believe that, next number, I don't believe the edema is related to patient's beta blocker and or calcium channel blocker. I think patient is in fluid congestive heart failure as it's evident by ascites, passive congestion of her liver, and JVD noted on the exam with an S3 Gallop. Next number, overall prognosis is quite poor for this. So for this one, care was discussed with patient's grandson as well. Thank you.